Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time.
Hi, everyone. Happy Wednesday. This is Angie Muckenthaler here again on the Lenten Path podcast, walking with you guys this Lent through the gift of mercy. I really struggled with what to talk to you guys about this week. I have been in prayer about it for a while, and just really struggled with what I was supposed to say until I read this weekend's readings. And if you had a chance to go to the 9 a.m. Mass, you got to experience different readings than everyone else. We celebrated one of the first scrutinies for our OCIA candidates. If you don't know what that is, the OCIA is an Order of Christian Initiation of Adults. So that's our teens, children, parents, adults that are coming into the Catholic Church for the very first time. So they will be entering the Catholic Church on the Easter Vigil with their baptism, First Communion, and confirmation all at once. We actually have 7 teens this year that will be coming into the church at Easter Vigil. So it's really fun to get to work with them. But during Lent, we work on the scrutinies, which is a rite. These are rites celebrated during Lent that are meant to help the elect, so those who are preparing for baptism, to examine their hearts, strengthen their faith, and prepare for the sacraments of initiation. Okay, so there were different readings on Sunday at the 9 o'clock Mass than the other Masses throughout the weekend. And so if you got a chance to go, you got to hear the second reading. And it said this. This is from Romans chapter 5, verse 5 through 8. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For Christ, while we are still helpless, died at the appointed time for the ungodly. Indeed, only with difficulty does one die for a just person. Though perhaps for a good person, one might find enough courage to die. But God proves his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So I want to go back to the very beginning of that. Hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. You see, this is important for the candidates to hear, as they haven't been baptized yet. And that is the beginning of the Holy Spirit for us. There's a lot of confusion, and as someone who works with our confirmation candidates, that the Holy Spirit is given to them at confirmation. And that's actually not true. The Holy Spirit's given to us at our baptisms. What happens at confirmation is that the Holy Spirit is enhanced. We are then transformed because of the gifts he gives us at confirmation. Guys, we are too quick to let go of hope. We are too quick to not call on the Holy Spirit. We are too quick to judge others. We are too quick to not have mercy. I work with teenagers who are lazy and don't know how to have conversations because they've been trained to live their entire lives online. But that doesn't mean that their lives aren't hard. They actually have a much harder life than I ever did at their age. The amount of pressure they are under, the amount of judgment they see, the amount of judgment they feel. I remember growing up thinking, Oh, my parents don't understand what I'm going through. But you know what? I never understood what they ever went through, either. We are so quick to be angry at the person who cut us off, instead of praying for them and having mercy on them. We are so quick to judge someone who is different, be it political, be it religious. Shoot, I just gave a talk to the teens about theology of the body and church teaching on sexual morality, and we are so quick to judge the woman who has had a child out of wedlock, so quick to judge the person who has same-sex attraction, when that is not what we are called to do. We don't have to accept that those things, we don't have to accept those sins, but we do have to tolerate them. We do have to love them. We are called to be merciful toward the sinner because, goodness gracious, it was our Lord merciful to us. I don't know about you guys, but I am not perfect. I sin constantly. And yet my Lord is always willing to bend over backwards for me. The least I can do is love those around me. The least I can do is have hope. The least I can do is be merciful. Lord Jesus, be merciful on me, a sinner. And St. Anthony of Padua, pray for us.
Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time, stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.